Yes, we have issued a statement on the subject you just mentioned. We call it the Ghana we want agenda, the Ghana we want the next 50 years. Now, the idea is Africa development, Africa in the whole development, has not been the best. And it's a concern to many that with all the resources we have in Africa, Africa and must see a more a better life. And that's not different from what we have in Ghana. The challenge we have, you know, have forests, you have mining, you have everything, but these natural resources are not being reflected in the lives of the people. And African Union has launched what they call Agenda 2063. Agenda 2063 is the Africa we want. And we were invited to make input. The Christian Council of Ghana, I was there in Kenya. And flowing from that, we have also launched the Ghana we want the next 50 years. We are a Christian advocacy body bringing the mainline churches in Ghana together. So what we are doing is we've launched a public awareness, public education program, just trying to engage government, engage civil society, the need for us to have a long-term planning for the development of our nation. It must be done, else development remain firefighting. You know, people come to office 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, and they want to do something quickly just to give impression that they've done their bit. But we must have a national agenda, national dream. And we are saying that Africa should not stop dreaming. We must keep dreaming. And we work towards that rather than responding to political manifestos. If we're able to have a national dream, a national agenda, then the political parties will come to power. We'll be responding to the destination we have all designed for ourselves as a people.
Reverend Oponi Frimpong, how do you intend to actualize this program that you've outlined?
We are a faith-based institution. We are not directly in governance. But in democracy, civil society must also play a key role by drawing government attention on the concerns of the people. Now, that is what we are doing, and that's what we have started doing, you know. And we believe we will get platform to engage our government. In fact, 2012, the government tax, unfortunately, he passed on Mr. P.B. Obeng to be in charge of it. And I had opportunity. We had what we call the Senchi Forum. I was there. So we started talking about this. Unfortunately, we came from Senchi and he passed on. But somebody else has been put in place. So we will be prepared to appear before our said state institution, will be prepared to present papers, but we will continue our public education just to draw attention, especially as we get closer to next year, 2016 election, that Ghana must have a common dream, a long-term dream, the Ghana we want, the next 50 years agenda.
With this advocacy that the Christian Council of Ghana is involved in, will there be other faith-based organizations, including the traditional leaders or other religious organizations, as part of this effort to have a united dream, as you spoke about?
That is what we intend achieving, but we must start from somewhere. We hope government will bring political parties, traditional leaders, academicians, students, Muslim leaders, labor unions, owners of businesses, and all that together for us to make input, a more partisan kind of exercise, so that when we finish, with the ownership, we can all own that indeed this is the Ghana we want. But we have initiated a journey, a process, but we hope we will be able to attract the attention. So far, it's been very interesting, those who are calling to share their thoughts in what we are talking about. But I hope we will get there so that at least there will be a platform for people to share their dream and their passion for our country, and that we will be serious and we will be committed. Africa cannot always be at the mercy of others we must give young people hope in Ghana. Young people must find hope, and somebody must plan it. It will never drop. If we don't work at it, if we don't invest in it, we will never see it. But Africa must give hope to its young people, and Ghana must make sure young people feel confident and hopeful that life in Ghana can be wealth. Having it because somebody is planning it, somebody is pushing the agenda.
There are concerns that things of that nature, when they come up in Ghana, are politicized. One political party or the other will take advantage and criticize the other. How do you intend to surmount these hurdles?
Yeah, that has been, to me, the challenge of our young democracy. You know, the politicization of national issues. It's been a very big challenge, but I believe we will get there. You know, we evolve, our democracy evolved from military dictatorship, and you realize that we are still maturing. We hope we'll get to a point where we will rather, I mean, our government, whether Party A, Party B, will serve more of the national interest rather than the party interest. But it seems to me that sometimes the party interests are dominating our governance process. And when you do that, then there's kind of discontinuity, disconnection. You start one project and one party leaves office, the other jumps in, and they don't want to complete the investment the previous government have made and all that. And when we do that, we frustrate our own developmental effort, you know. So we need to move from partisan interest to a more national interest, and we must get there. We pray and hope we will get there. One day we will get there.